So, Jonathan, what is the winning formula for bad written sex?
Well, I think there's two errors that people tend to make when writing about sex. One is to kind of go overboard on the metaphorical language to such an extent that it distracts almost entirely from what you're actually trying to convey. And the other is to try and make the sex that they're writing about into some kind of transcendental experience, which kind of the walls fall in, the sky cracks open, and the stars whirl out of the galaxies. And both of those, I actually think, are kind of functions of coyness rather than, you know, they seem to be writing explicitly, but actually they're trying to distract your attention from what is going on. And I think the best written sex is often very clear and precise and detailed.
Monique, there's been a lot of debate recently about who writes it better, men or women. How possible is it for a man to convey the experience that women have during sex in their writing?
I would say very hard, if not impossible. And to choose a point of view which would be first person male, have a male protagonist who would then be able to write about a woman's orgasm, or even for a male writer to write from a female point of view using the first person to write about any female orgasm, I think is a massive leap, an enormous challenge.
Jonathan, from all your experience of reading all this stuff, who does it better, men or women?
I don't think there's a position that women write better sex than men or men write better sex than women. You know, they're good writers and they're bad writers. And if you're a good male writer, you might write good sex. You know, there's some very good sex written by male writers. What I do notice is that we tend to have an overwhelming majority of our nominees and shortlist every year are men, which is partly a function of publishing, and I think more literary novels are published by men than women. But also, I think there's this kind of braggadocio that enters into men's writing when writing about sex, and they need to prove themselves both sexually and in terms of their prose style, and that often leads them into very strange places.